To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to your 14th of March episode of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. And speaking of the weekend, here comes the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and we'll get you covered right now in about 5 minutes. Mark your calendar, Samsung fans. Looks like the next Galaxy A event is taking place on March 17th. Yes, the A event, where we seen last year the Galaxy A52 and even the Galaxy A72. If it feels like deja vu all over again, well, because it's the exact same day as it was last year. Now, if you're feeling like we just had a Samsung event, we did. That's where they launched the flagship Galaxy S22. That was just a little over a month ago. As far as what to expect at this event, well, I'm sure we'll see it unveil some of the mid-range smartphones from the Galaxy Samsung launch. And some little birdies are actually saying we might see some surprises, too. All we gotta do, keep our eyes peeled, and we can easily do that, as the event will be held on Samsung's website or via the YouTube channel on March 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Talking about LG's $1,300 ultra-fine 5K display. Actually, it's the folks over at MacRumors that spotted this one. If you hop on over to Apple's website, it no longer lists the 27-inch 5K model. Though we can't blame this one entirely on Apple. Also, it looks like LG stopped selling the thing, too. At least when you go to their website, it says out of stock. So it doesn't say discontinued, but we'll see. Now, most people on the Apple front are saying, well, duh. We just seen the unveiling of the studio display. That's their 5K Retina panel. Unfortunately, costing $200 more. But at least it does have a little bit more going on in the innards. Now, all of you out there wondering, is the 23.7-inch ultra-fine 4K display next? Doesn't seem so. All indications that Apple will continue to offer that model. And finally, not surprising on this one, but it will still make some people very unhappy on a Monday. You know that popular Vanced YouTube app? Yeah, it's going away. The reason being, it's legal reasons, and it can be understandable why. Yes, the creators over there at Vanced actually revealed that the project will be shutting down in the coming days, with all download links set to be completely removed. Now, those of you that have the app right now, I guess it will continue to work. If you're always thinking about getting it, and you never did, well, now you've just lucked out. Though it probably won't matter in the end, as there won't be any future updates for the Vanced app either. Now, those of you unfamiliar with Vanced, it was a popular third-party app for YouTube on the Android platform. And why it was popular is because it allowed YouTube users to block all video ads. And there being the legal problems. It did, however, offer something other than that. It offered a true black theme and even customizations that weren't offered in the official YouTube app for Android. Though most people, yeah, they didn't really care about that. It was all nice just to have YouTube free of ads and not have to pay for that premium subscription. Well, sorry YouTube Vanced users, those days are gone. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show right now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Without you and your generosity each and every month, we simply cannot keep doing the news show. So if you love what we do for literally as little as a cup of coffee per month, you can do your part in helping keep the news show stay on the air. Also, don't forget to check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by the BTN community at our Slack room today and join in the fun right now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, let's get this week started out right, shall we? Have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.